For a number of years now, there's always been a firm indication for me that summer is on its way. It's not the fact that nights are getting lighter, or the fact that there's more rain than there has been for most of winter. It's not even that the Met Office have predicted another barbecue August, condemning us all to an August that's filled with rain and wind. It's the increase in the amount of urban myths landing in my inbox. So what are urban myths? Well, they're stories, normally warning stories, that pass through society at quite a rate. I'd hazard a guess you'd have all come across an urban myth at some time or another. Rob Harrison, who you can find on Twitter as Thinking Fox, alerted me to one the other day, which was about a white van with a red dragon on the side that had an abducted child inside and was in the process of abducting more children. And this was taking place both in Guildford and Manchester on the very same day at around the same time, which obviously does raise one or two questions. But actually, this story, the white van abducting children, is one of the first urban myths that I ever came across when I was a child myself. I remember someone coming round to warn my parents that there had been a white van in the village trying to abduct children. There was no real background to the story. No one could tell which child in the village had been the subject of the attempted abduction, and it never happened again. And sort of since then, I've had a bit of an interest in urban myths, because they are very interesting. For me, the most interesting thing about them is that normally, although you can trace them back to a certain point, how they actually start is always obscured. I've spent a lot of time with the ones that friends have emailed me through, actually sending emails to people on the backlist, trying to find out where they started, but more often than not, that's just not possible to do. So that's quite interesting, really. But anyway, here are some of the ones that I've already had through in my inbox this year. So I can pretty much assure you that these things aren't happening, and although there are a lot of scary things to worry about in the world, these probably aren't amongst them. The first one is, it actually comes from America originally, I believe, or so I've been told, but again, that's a bit hazy, is that if you're driving at night and you pass a car that has no lights on at all coming the other way, if you signal that car to inform them that they're driving without lights, the car will run you off the road and you will be murdered. This is supposedly a gang initiation, and as far as I can tell from the research, bit of research I've done, has never actually happened in the UK, and may or may not have happened in the US, but that remains to be sort of investigated further. So yes, don't worry about gang members running you off the road. You'll probably be okay there. The second one, obviously, is the children being abducted by white vans. Obviously, it's a good thing to teach your kids not to get into white vans with strangers. Not so good to scare your children about leaving the house. So, again, if you hear those stories, might be worth trying to think whether that's true or not. And the third one is the car park rape / murder, which is where you return to your car that you've parked in an underground car park to find something stuck to your windshield. While you are removing the piece of paper or whatever it is that they stick, and stories do vary of what they actually stick to your windscreen, you will be incapacitated from behind and bundled into your car. The story normally involves women and the end result is rape. However, it sometimes does involve men and the end result is murder and the theft of the car, which, yeah, is scary. However, although there are one or two cases of this reported in the past, it's pretty uncommon, and again, not something you should probably be scared of. The last one is the fake ambulance, which is, this for me is the hardest to believe that other people believe and actually forward it in good faith, but I have come across